99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello and good afternoon to you. Hope you're good. Compliments of the season to you. My name's Joyce, and it's another work week, and this particular week is your Christmas week. Christmas is by the weekend. And I think that's something to look forward to. Out of curiosity, I wanted to ask whether, you know, you've asked anyone what you would get them for Christmas, or whether anybody has asked you. I think I'm trying to find out whether you have retained the habit of gifting people during Christmas seasons. I just really would like to know whether you've gotten something for Christmas or whether you've gotten someone something for Christmas. That's something on my mind. Other than that, our first hour, we're going to try to have a conversation about Nigerians reporting being exploited. And I think the stories are honestly frustrating. And honestly, they're both frustrating and nearly comical to look at the dimension this entire COVID narrative has taken. If you've paid attention to the developing facts and the narrative around COVID, well, I'm not sure I had an expectation, but what I'm seeing right now is hardly anything I expected. I'm doing well. I think a little better than yesterday, but I'm still very much under the weather. And I really just want to be here. I'm trying not to give much. I'm trying to just be here. So we're going to really try and ignore how I feel. I mean, you're going to really have to try to avoid, you know, ignore it. And let's see whether we can really have a show. If anything develops, I'll let you know before the end of the day. Other than that, welcome. And compliments of the season to you. Merry Christmas. And look, I want to find out. I think we can spend, 20 minutes? Let me find out whether you've gotten someone something for Christmas or whether someone has gotten you, whether you expect something from someone for Christmas. Because I think our lives are changing. The culture is changing. Reality is changing. You don't even know what's real anymore. You talk about traditions, and even your tradition is changing. So real quick, before we go into the COVID conversation, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. And honestly, I think I should start with you. What are you getting anyone for Christmas? Or do you intend to get someone something this Christmas? Because that used to be a thing. The volume of your radio set. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah. Good afternoon, Joy.
Welcome. What's your name?
Hello.
Welcome. I can hear you. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Emmanuel.
Welcome, Emmanuel.
Thanks.
So,
you know, every Christmas, usually I have a younger brother with a wife.
Okay.
You know, I'm now equally married too. I got married 1st of May this year.
Oh, congrats.
So, every Christmas, you know, my family, I send them Christmas rice and some cash to buy turkey or fowl or a chicken. So my younger brother sent me a voice note yesterday. He was saying, we don't even hear from you. You don't even call to ask how the Christmas will go. You know, I just tell him that. I work with all these e-hailing companies.
Yeah.
You know, so unfortunately my car has been bad for some time. So I couldn't walk through even the season now that I'm supposed to be walking. I'm not walking. You know, I just tell him that.
Nothing this year. Wow.
You know, I just saying that this year Christmas, we just...
Fasting and prayer. All right.
You just have to pray, you know. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. And you see, let me tell you why this conversation is so relevant. Life has happened to all of us. You know, there was a time where some of you even shop around October, November for Christmas that's coming in December. So by Christmas, you're just lounging. It's like nothing is happening this year. Well, I don't know. I'm going to find out. Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Welcome. The sun's risen. Hi. How are you? Can you hear me? Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Oh, well, you're going to have to make it back. Good afternoon to you. How are you? Hey.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, I'm Francis from Joyce.
All right, so what are you getting someone, anyone, for Christmas?
Joyce, first and foremost, I want to appreciate your sacrifice. The sacrifice you do to be on the radio, you know, make us feel good. And
it's my pleasure.
We'll do some breathing issues. God bless you. Guys.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Guys, be honest with you that I've not gotten anything from anybody this Christmas, you know?
Wow.
The situation at the country is quite, hard, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't know if anybody is going to give you anything for Christmas.
I'm not
expecting
anything for anybody.
Well, I love your disposition.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, regardless.
Yeah,
thank you very much for calling.
Bless
your heart. Thank you. Nigeria Info, welcome. Good afternoon. The volume of your radio.
My name is Damien.
Welcome, Damien. Happy to have you.
Yeah, Merry Christmas in advance.
Merry Christmas. But is it really merry at your end? What are you doing?
Well, I would not deny what I've done here is merry. Yeah, I'm like you.
Oh, good. So what have you gotten anyone for Christmas?
Okay, so ideally, I mean, even though it's not as merry as it used to be, but I was still like around July this year, I lost a lot of money, like a lot of millions. Let's see what I've been saving for a while.
Oh,
so I was down in between, like, oh God, how am I going to get all this money back? Then I had an accident again, broke my leg.
Yeah.
So I stopped worrying about my money now, and I started worrying about my leg. But yeah, as God will have it, I mean, October, I started walking back, and things become a bit rosy again. So yeah, I've had like 20 people have put on 10,000 naira.
Okay.
Yeah, my mom, I gave her 100K.
Oh, okay.
One chicken for like 4 people, and I still have to do a few more things.
Oh, God bless you, and thank you very much, and a Merry Christmas.
And I got some things already too. My girlfriend got me some bracelets, some golden bracelets, and some clothes. Yeah, it's really Christmas.
You're really celebrating, man. No, that's a good one. No, that's a really good one. I'm happy for you, and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you very much.
Oh, wow.
And I wish you to call with you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Nigeria Info. Well, you can see some people are having it. The volume of your radio set. Thank you. Good afternoon.
Hello, Joy.
Hi, lady. Welcome.
Good afternoon. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. So, Alpha, what's happening at your end?
Fine. Okay, so this Christmas, I've been able to. I have an NGO that I run, and I just came to me to bring some people to the quarter this December, and I was able to raise some things, you know, including cash.
Mm.
So yesterday, by those ways, we're able to take quite a number of food, about 10 bags of rice, 5 bags of semo, and
spaghetti, that's
and all that.
So that's so beautiful.
Okay, indigenous area. So for that one, I'm so glad I'm able to contribute that to give people.
Oh,
so
that's beautiful. Well, Merry Christmas to you. Oh, that's beautiful. And thank you very much for what you do. Thank you. Thank you. Merry Christmas once again. Nigeria Info, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon to you, lady. Welcome. What's your name?
Yes. My name is Karina. I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you. What's happening?
Same to you, Joyce. I called the other day. You were asking about us going for Christmas shopping.
Because I haven't, you know, and I don't. I mean, and it's. Well, I'm off work on Friday, and I know I don't want to go out on Friday. So, how fun? Are we in the same boat?
Well, for me, you say things. What do we normally do for people on Christmas? What I like to do is I like to give people cooked food.
Yeah. Are you doing year?
I take joy in doing that because a lot of people don't even have a roof over their head.
Yeah.
You know, talk less of having where to pot and where to cook food for them to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to give out cooked food already, and that's what I'm planning to do on Saturday by God's grace.
Oh, nice. Well, thank you very much, and a Merry Christmas to you.
Yes,
thank you.
And get well soon. Clear that throat.
I will. It will get better. Thank you.
All right. Yeah,
Nigeria Info. So I have no plans. So you can say I'm at work, and I have to show up at work every day. And I don't know what I'm going to do. I want seafood. I want like crawfish and prawns. But I don't have the energy to turn. So, I mean, I'm really trying to show up at work. I've really thought about it. It's like I'm going to order food on Christmas morning. Yeah, because I'm not going to, after work, go to the market. I'm not going to do that. Hi, Nigeria Info. Well, I'm hoping it's better at your end. I hope it's happening. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome. Merry Christmas to you. Anybody giving you something? You giving someone something?
My name is Amolam and I'm calling from Mile 12. I'm a first-time caller.
Mile 12, welcome, first-time caller.
Actually, it's my first time dialing the number, but it seems I'm very lucky.
Well, I'm happy that you called in today, first-time caller. Thank you very much.
Actually, for the topic, as for me, I'm a Muslim.
Oh, okay.
But we Muslim, Christian, we do celebrate everything together.
Nice.
Well, I think normal for now, everything is unusual.
Unusual,
but
yeah.
Like before, where everything booms, everyone outside celebrating the Christmas, but this time around, it's somehow different.
Yeah.
Even in the financial aspect, yes. Actually, yesterday I was outside our bus stop yesterday. So there was this man selling this fowl.
Mm-hmm.
I had to just look at this man. Let me see how this man is just going to sell this fowl. Even those with the exotic cars, they couldn't afford that fowl.
You're lying.
They couldn't afford that man to sell the fowl. So everything's just different, even in the financial.
Even people in exotic cars are not buying the chicken.
Yes.
Oh,
before
boy.
The man had to sell, it took him almost like 5 hours. Look, I was just outside looking at this man.
Wow.
An outer man. So everything's just different.
Airway is dry.
Because people are just thankful, you understand?
Yeah.
The coronavirus affected everything. Even for personal issues also, everything's just different. So that's...
Well, Merry Christmas to you regardless.
Yeah, Merry Christmas in advance.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. Well, and you can understand that reality because, you know, by this time, many people have declared. You can tell Christmas is coming by the way people are about town spending. Now, the highways are free. So I'm thinking it's like it's not going to pop like it used to. Well, I don't know. Some of you might have already made preparations. Some of you have... you know, purchase things you're giving people for Christmas. But I mean, it's a few days to Christmas. This is how we know what's happening. Hi, Nigeria Info. You're going to have to make it back the sunny side. How are you? Oh, I do apologize. I'm not sure why. I'm losing you. Hi, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome, Nigeria Info. Merry Christmas to you. Oh, I do apologize. I'm not sure what's happening. Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Joyce.
Welcome. Compliments of the season.
Merry Christmas in advance.
Yes.
You say you are looking for crawfish.
Prawns.
And crayfish.
Some calamari. Yeah, I want some seafood for Christmas. Yeah,
you expect Buhari to send EFCC to come and investigate you.
Why?
That you want to buy those things at this time. Have you been gone out into Lagos and see what is going on?
I've not been feeling fine. I haven't gone out.
Oh, sorry.
So you think I should be investigating?
Listen to me now.
Good God.
Get lime, lemon, ginger, and blend them together.
So that's not what I want, but I want seafood.
Seafood?
Mm.
The Atlantic Ocean is close by now. That's why I say yes, to come and check where you get that money from. The Lord will help you. Take care.
Thank you very much for calling. Oh, wait a second. This is how you know the country is hard. Where someone calls a radio station, you know, saying I should be investigated for having the ambition of wanting to eat seafood during Christmas. Yeah, that's how you know things are not what they used to be. Nigeria Info, hi, how are you?
Hello.
Welcome. Compliments of the season to you.
Okay, compliments of the season to you as well. My name is Oluwatobi.
Thank
you. And I'm calling from Oshodi.
Okay, so Christmas plans. Are you giving someone something for Christmas? Are you expecting something?
I'm expecting something, most especially from you, because I'm not giving anybody anything for Christmas.
Oh, okay. So what are you expecting?
Anything just to make the Christmas...
You want me to declare now? Like, just declare.
No, but yeah. I wanted to see.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure why you wanted to come from me, though. Is there any particular reason you wanted to be from me?
It might not be. I just want something for the Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, I'm also looking for who will give me. At this point, there's a tie. There's a tie between our ambitions.
So what are we not going to do now?
We're going to pray this Christmas period, don't you think?
So we shall fast and pray.
At this point, I think maybe our prayers will be heard because there'll be less crowd at prayer grounds. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for calling. You can see I'm not alone in this. Hi, how are you? Can you hear us?
Auntie.
Hello, lady. How are you?
My name is Adela.
Well, you shouldn't. What? Whose phone are you using, lady?
He's putting me for school. I'm not going to school.
Your mother should not do this. It's embarrassing. Where's your mother?
It's Emma.
Where's your mother?
It's Emma.
Well, give her the phone. Tell her not to do this. This is embarrassing. Give her the phone.
Hello?
Hello, who are you? Are you the mother?
No, I'm dancing.
Where's the mother?
She abandoned him in 2016.
Where's the father?
The father is a soldier. So he went to the living home.
Yeah, the father should take care of his son. Does your father know he's doing this?
No, he's not back yet.
Well, does the father come home?
No.
The father doesn't come home.
No.
So how old are you?
Me, I'm 18.
So who's responsible for the boy?
My mom.
Where's your mom?
My mom is sick.
This is a long story. But hold on, where is she?
She's with me.
Give your mother the phone.
Yeah, Mister.
Wow. Who asked the boy to call the radio? Hello, who asked the boy to call the radio?
I asked him to call so that I would ask him to put it for government school January. He's going to be going to school.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Joy Musa.
I want you to speak up, please. What's your name?
My name is Joy Musa.
Why do you sound like you're crying?
No. I'm
the chief
for
C. Okay. So what do you do?
I'm not doing anything for now. If my daughter is
okay.
I'm Google.
So where do you live?
I live in a foundation right now. I don't have accommodation for that.
What do you mean foundation? What's that?
Somebody accommodates me for that they are feeding us.
Where do you live?
We live in Adaraba.
So who's the little boy? Who's the little boy?
My senior brother is a military man in Kano. He went to Maiduguri.
Where is the father? Does the father know he has a son?
No, the boy is 7 years.
Does the father know he has a son? Does a man know he has a son?
They stayed together before he went to.
So why doesn't the father take care of the son? Why doesn't he take care of his son? Do you know why?
I'm not hearing from you. The wife here for him. The wife was going to Waka Waka.
Okay, but the wife hears from him.
She is still here from him before, but she has gone to Waka Waka.
I don't know. Oh.
Since 4 years.
Okay, so your story can be investigated, can it?
Take my number. Send somebody to come and see me.
Okay, all right.
Or take my number. Let one lady rest. Then do video where I sit now, where I do my left, the voice, so that I see her life. Live video.
No, I don't need a video. So it has to be investigated. There are too many people with too many stories.
Take my story. Story of Joy Musa. Google and you see. I lost four children and my husband. Check my story on social media. I was helped by good Nigeria, especially Wale. That is
where I do official. What's the story again on social media?
The story of Joy Musa. If you Google it, you see me touch
it. Oh, Joy Musa.
I love watching that my husband in Dogonawa.
Wow.
I have this gun shot. I've done 3 times operation. Up till now, I can't walk. Up till now, the wound refused to go. The bone is shooting out every time.
Wow.
So my daughter is seriously taking care of me.
Okay. All right. Well, don't put that kid out on the street to beg. You're going to...
No. I want you to go to school.
Yeah, but don't put him out on the streets to beg. Yeah, but he just called the radio. There's something wrong with that. Well, you cannot do that. You can't put him out there in the world like that, uncovered, unsheathed. You can't put him out there to the vices of this world. You can't say, go out there and beg. It's insane. And I know you have a problem, but you can't do that. That's not the point. My point is, you can't put him out there to beg. That's the point. You can't do that.
Okay, sorry.
Well, don't say sorry. I just hope you understand.
Okay.
Because that endangers him. All right, then, thank you very much for calling. Yes, hopefully something people can, you know, hear your story and want to help
you out. Even if it's uniform, government school, don't trouble it out.
All right. What's the father's name?
The father is Samuel Musa. He's a military man. He stayed in Region Lemu, but after Air Force Base in Kano.
Wow.
That way he stayed before when I visited him before.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I do.
He goes to Haji Camp, Airport Road.
Okay. Thank you. Off on a break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. That's Sunnyside. My name's Joyce. Info to Sunnyside and welcome. It's 4 minutes past 1 p.m. Compliments of the season to you and welcome if you have just tuned in. All right, so there's a story of a lady just called in, by the way, and she says she has a situation. It sounds like a story that needs picking apart. If you're moved or if you're compelled, if you feel like you want to help, that would be a great thing. But I do encourage you to please confirm the stories. There are too many stories of lies out there, and sometimes it gets both overwhelming and exhausting to the intent of your good. So sometimes you really want to be good, and if people know that they can take advantage of that, they would. So I think it's necessary that you confirm before you go ahead, all right? Okay, so no one takes you for granted, takes your good heart or good nature for granted. Okay, my name's Joyce, and let's talk about Nigerians who are reporting exploitation. I think, so to me, it's honestly funny because even though I had no expectations as to the development or what would come from this whole COVID situation, I think this one, I don't know why I find this particularly funny. And not that I think it's their frustration that's funny. No, it's the, it's how this doesn't necessarily support the narrative of what has been, you know, made popular. But maybe as all things, you know, whether it's religion, your religious history, or even your current religion, or any other thing that might be said to be or said to have a straight cause, there could be people and will be people who want to exploit, take advantage, abuse, find ways to create havoc, abuse opportunities, make people suffer unduly. Just people who are not necessarily good, if we can put it simply. People who are not good. Now, these are actually different reports. I know I'd seen another report about a month earlier of Nigerians in the UK who were complaining about the situation of their, you know, environment, one. Two, they also complained about having no food. They said they, after they paid 2,000 plus pounds, the personnel managing the hotel where they were told to go quarantine had more excuses than they had solutions. And after paying 2,000 pounds, they were still trying to negotiate the food that they would love to eat. So I remember one person showing a picture of a bread, a loaf of bread that he was given. And he said, after paying 2,000 plus pounds, well, we get a loaf of bread. Well, on one hand, you can think it's probably what they do to black people. You might not necessarily be far from the truth. Or it might just be another piece to a puzzle that you need to thoroughly understand the entire piecing together. But hold on, let me find the audio. I want to share with you some, I would call this firsthand reporting. Oh, good God. All right. Thank you for that. We'll call this first-hand reporting, first-hand account of what some Nigerians have called their reality in other countries. Now, in one major one, I'd say Ghana. So I think this video's right out of Ghana. And I want you to hear it because you need this as a framework to understand that some people are exploiting this whole pandemic to enrich themselves, and maybe particularly for street Nigerians. For all you know, there might be a group of persons somewhere who are really trying to beat us at corruption. They may be feeling that we are so used to corruption. It would be, you know, to their gain if they can further exploit us and nothing would happen. So you should hear this. Welcome, this is Nigeria Info. Let's talk about the Nigerian reality off the backs of this global pandemic. Hold on, let me see if that's loud enough.
They'll tell you that Ghanaians are free to go. If you are with any foreign passport or a Nigerian passport, you'll be held and said positive. Your results must come out positive. This is totally wrong. This is what they are doing in Ghana. This is Kotoka Airport in Ghana. I've done all the necessary results. I have evidence of my necessary results. Everything showed negative in Nigeria. Arriving in Ghana, they're telling me my result is showing positive. This is false. It's total scam. Even the Ghanaians that I came with, we have been together for the past 2 weeks. We've been in the same room for the past 2 weeks, the same house for the past 2 weeks. Their whole results came out negative. But because I'm a Nigerian, I have a Nigerian passport, mine is coming out positive. This is not right. This is not right. Nigerians need to stand to do something. This is what they are doing. You can see them. All what they are doing here, they will tell you that Ghanaians are free to go. If you are with any foreign passport or a Nigerian passport, you'll be held and said positive. Your results must come out positive.
You want to take what, $700 from me for a night in a hotel that you guys want to go pay? You want to go and take money? Tell me. You want to go and take money on 900 cities I had to pay in a hotel for a night? You heard an old lady. And a lady that is in her 70s. Heard her here for the past 1 week that she's having COVID. How is that possible? That's my mom over there. I came here to see things for myself and to expose them. This is it. This is a live video. If you can post this as far as you can, share this. I'm doing a live video here in Kotoka International Airport.
All right.
This is where Ghana government is using as the isolation center for every visitors entering Ghana who are tested positive. This is extremely bad. There are people who have been here for 2-3 days without food, no bath, no water, nothing. And yet you are being forced to pay 500 Ghana cedis if you want a room. If not, this is where you need to stay. And there are people that have been here. There is a pregnant woman here also. And I think we really, really need an urgent attention. People need to come to our head because this is extreme extortion and fraud. Because if you say people are tested positive for COVID, this is not where we should be put. This place doesn't look like an isolation center for patients at all. This is where Ghana need a quick intervention. Please, we need someone to come into our rescue because we can't use a place like this as an isolation center for patients who have been tested for COVID. How can you be tested for COVID and then you have been isolated in a place like this? This is extremely bad. The whole place is dusty, dirty and stinking. Is extremely bad. And so we are calling on Ghana government, Nigerian government, and everyone need a quick...
These guys are running a sham. People tested negative yesterday, and there they are saying our tests are positive. Can you see them?
Do you know it's not allowed?
I don't care. You're holding me here against my will. You're holding me here
against my will, and you're telling me that test that people did yesterday that came out negative, you've tested it, and now it's positive.
I've tested it twice. Twice,
and it came out negative. And now they're saying it's positive. Look at them. This is what they're doing. This is what the Ghanaian government is doing.
After taking the sample, for the test. I had to call in somebody again.
To come and take a test.
The person took a test, it was negative. Yesterday, I took another test, it was negative.
Now they're telling me it's positive. It's positive. It's negative.
Because you're asking us to pay for the rooms.
We should pay for hotel rooms. We should pay $700. Per night. These guys are running a show.
All right, so.
If I'm sick, why am I in a hotel? Why did you guys bring me to a hotel? Take me to the hospital. Take me to the hospital if I'm really sick. If I'm sick, I don't give a rat's ass. I don't care. Take me to the hospital.
All right, so welcome to the show. So there are quite a number of things here that I want to find out from you. So if you're back to the country from, you know, I can't quite say you've been on vacation. I think you have a life somewhere else. And this is really where you come for vacation. So if you're back into the country from your life overseas and you're here to just grace us with your presence a few weeks before you go right back to the life you love, wherever, England, the UK, America, Canada, Germany, Spain, everybody's coming back. It's December. Welcome back. We're happy to have you back home. And as you can see, we're shining. We're doing good. We're alive. We're kicking. I'm down, but, you know, it's all good in the hood. Yeah, welcome back. So I think we need to talk about airport experiences. We need to find out what people have experienced or are experiencing. Now, I read something in a newspaper sometime early November. I'm not sure, so I need to find out from you. Are you paying to get vaccinated? I want to know if you are paying any government hospital or any private clinic to get your vaccination. I read that. I'm not even sure whether so I don't even know what to believe, you know? So I'm hoping that your experiences can give us a framework to work with. So now that's like a sub question in the real gist. If you're paying to get vaccinated, I want to know that you're doing that. I want to know why, if they told you. And then on the other hand, if you have just come in or you're going out, coming to the country, you're going out, I want to know what your experiences have been. So I think I'm asking for your experience going out and your experience coming right back in. And when you arrive at other countries, how do they treat you? Based off of the experiences of fellow Nigerians who are anywhere around the world, it does quite appear that there's something that needs to be highlighted, a story that needs to be told of what is happening behind the scenes in the name of a pandemic. My name's Joyce. We're Nigeria Info. It's so good to have you here. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Welcome to the show. Sunnyside, good afternoon to you.
Yeah, hello, Jay.
Welcome.
Yeah, I'm going to introduce a particular product to you.
What's that?
I think if you take it, you'll be fine.
What is it?
Should I say it on the air?
I don't like medicine. I don't like medicine. I said that before.
Hey, it's a natural herb.
I'm going to get better. I think I just need a few days to rest. Yeah. I'm going to be good. Thank you for caring.
All right, Joyce. The audio you just played now.
Mm.
Yeah, are you saying the incident happened in Ghana, right?
Well, yeah, at least this one out of Ghana.
You mean Ghana?
Don't be looking down on Ghana. Don't be saying
I'm not,
you mean Ghana.
Sorry, ma'am. I'm not looking down on anybody.
Yeah.
But you mean Ghanaian holding the citizen of this country hostage?
So now that's the story. For example, they're saying pay $700 for a night in a hotel. First of all, that's like 5-star.
Joyce, believe you me, if we are in the same climate, this kind of incident can cause a national outrage.
Well, you know what? Just relax. At your outrage, you just heard audios. Let's hear people's stories. You probably would have a justifiable reason to be outraged.
This is quite embarrassing.
Well, yeah.
Unacceptable.
Well, so let's see or hear more stories. Yeah?
Joyce, I want to urge Nigerians, let those ones out there, let them come back. We have to join force and take back this country.
Okay.
Because our so-called leader has taken us for granted as a people. And they missed us off.
And other people are taking you for granted as well.
Yeah, exactly, Joyce.
All right.
Exactly.
Okay.
Because all this is, it starts back home, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for calling. Don't get mad yet. Hi, welcome, Nigeria.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon to you. Okay.
If I tell you that I'm crying, you'll be doubting me. I'm crying.
Why?
First of all, let me comment about the woman that called. Let me say she's his kid. That woman should be helped. The person that you say you want to give him medicine on air, let him go to your social media and post your medicine. You see, Ghana, I cannot blame Ghana and Togo. Sister Joyce, we have many resources that can even give us direct primary through Otter Road, give our youth ₦10,000, but our government continue to wicked us, improving us, so that Ghana is now collecting $700. $1,000, like say we are in 5-star hotel in a quarantine. Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
The Nigerian government have killed us. I'm not blaming Ghana. I blame Nigeria government by we suffering.
All right.
Concerning my Christmas, I have two goats. My two children and my wife have traveled to Nigeria. I married a Yoruba woman. So I will share one goat with the first. I will visit orphanage near Winners because I'm a mother's child.
Right.
3 years ago, my parents... So I'm enjoying my Christmas and I'm going to touch at one go. Whereby my party and my coconut and my cucumber don't finish for coronavirus when I'm dashing palliative. So as I don't get that one, so I will get a dash goat. I will enjoy myself. But I will blame Nigerian government for our suffering. What do you say? We have goats, leads, things are coming back, oil, coal. They don't want us to do anything.
It's all right.
I blame them.
Thank you very much for calling. Welcome. If you have just tuned in, you're back into the country. Yeah, we want to know what you're experiencing. Hi, with immigration. Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome, Nigeria Info. What's your name?
This is Tunde.
Welcome, Tunde.
What? Why is it that it's only Nigeria that was embarrassing in diaspora? What is going on?
What is really going on?
Why are we embarrassing anywhere we're going around the world?
Well. I don't have all the answers, really. That's why you cannot hear me.
No, what is it that Nigeria travel? They will be looking or they will be facing us as somebody that is very new. I don't know what is really this. They will be naming Nigeria as if that is everybody in Nigeria is bad. Not everybody is bad. At least we are African, they should respect us.
But I think there's something about what they are doing to us that says something about who they are. So let's find out. We're going to hear something from the people who called into the show today.
Thank you very much for calling. I'll be fine.
All right. Thank you. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you.
Hello, Joyce.
Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Go ahead. What's your name?
Olumuyiwa.
Go ahead. Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
I have two things to say.
Okay.
The first one, please. It's like the whole Lagosia now is Nigeria Info they are listening to. Because
really?
Anywhere I go, I hear your voice. That means people are now listening to Nigeria Info. Please, for these Christmas purposes, can you create a platform for Nigeria to call anyone that have problems? Okay, my name is Solomo. You have a problem. Anybody that can help me, this is my account number. I want to give 5 people money. Not that I have, but let people just give them that grace. People are hungry.
Okay.
People are hungry. Please, help us.
Oh, so let me explain that.
Okay.
I have thought about that thing before, but honestly, there's something about that I cannot manage mentally. I cannot manage the complaints mentally. I cannot manage that.
Right. I know, because I know people, the way people will come, please, we assist people, we don't have money, we seeing all completed
okay,
building.
But okay, what if they're lying?
Just come and meet.
Okay, hold on a second.
Like that, and we don't
I get
have
it.
Government.
Okay, hold on a second.
I know this is not charity organization.
Yeah.
But maybe because of this, it's my just a day.
Okay.
Just let somebody call.
But what if they're lying, though? Are you okay with that?
We don't care. It is not easy to just go and be begging on the street.
No, it's easy for some people.
Let them lie, please.
Okay. All right, I'm going to think about it.
True. At least, let us, because everywhere now is Nigeria info.
Yeah.
Let
okay.
them lie on Nigeria. Let them know that they get money to buy food.
All
even
right.
with that, we are not lying.
Okay.
I know how difficult this country is.
Yeah.
I know how difficult.
I tried it once before. I felt overwhelmed. I'm going to think about it. All
yes.
Right? Okay.
One of my income is that I have a POS that I put somebody, sometimes I stay with them. Okay. You know that most of Nigeria that come to my office, they don't have 10,000 in their account. Please yeah. remove 1,000. Give me 900. Please remove 600. Give me 500.
Wow.
That is the Nigeria of today.
All right.
Then
okay.
on this Ghana issue,
yeah.
we should not blame Ghana. Why the Boko Haram, whatever, are killing people? The National Assembly, they said they want to open data for cow. It's in the news. Why they lock us down last year? We are dying of hunger. Mm. All the palliative food they collected from abroad and from the region people, they all did. What happened during the ESA? We are seeing expiring food. So
all
if
right.
we have people that are calling us, our government could be so wicked, we should expect more from foreign countries. Good afternoon.
Well, thank you very much for calling. Someone said to me that it looks as though this whole COVID situation is a means for people to enrich themselves. Well, what do you think? Hi, the sunny side, the volume of your radio set. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome, lady. What's your name?
Yes. This is, I'm calling from Lekki.
Okay.
The issue with Ghana.
What's your name, please?
I want to see it this way.
What's your name, lady?
They
sorry.
They say our people should pay $700
a night
for an isolation center.
Yeah.
I think that's very respectful.
Oh, okay.
Because they know Nigerians are very rich. Our politicians have stolen enough money. So anywhere we go, they see us as money bags. We move money privately with bullion vans. So if they are lodging us, if they are creating isolation centers for Nigerians in a 5-star hotel, I think they respect us. And they know
but it's not 5-star. You're not getting a 5-star hotel to isolate. Look at this lady. She thinks, you should have seen the video. You're not getting 5-star hotel. At $700, no. You're getting a room just so you can take a body wash. Hi. Okay, I'm not sure why you're so optimistic. Hi, Nigeria Info. The volume of your radio set. Hello, good afternoon. Can you hear us? I'm sorry, I cannot hear you. I cannot believe she really believed the Ghanaians are giving Nigerians 5-star treatment. I mean, who would complain if you were paying $700 and you were getting a hotel room that looked like somewhere in the Hiltons in New York? Like, why would you complain? I mean, it's your money, your money's worth you're getting. I don't think you get the picture. Hi, Nigeria Info.
Joyce, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Welcome. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, my name is Femi. Sorry, can you hear me?
I can. We're with you. Go ahead.
And how are you feeling? I hope you're feeling better than yesterday.
A little better than yesterday, but not exactly where I should be. I'm out of sorts.
Please, get well for Christmas so that you can eat everything eatable.
But I don't have the seafood yet, so I might as well just stay sick, except I get the seafood.
Yeah, just come on here tomorrow.
Okay.
Once you're feeling better, I'm sure your fans will be like, all right. Joyce,
seafood. All right, great. I'm doing that.
All right, so let me just be fast about this. I just came into the country.
Wait. Let me tell you. I'm going to go off on a break, and I don't mean to cut you off. Can you hold on for me so I don't interrupt you?
Yeah, I can.
Lagos, Nigeria, there's just for us when we come back. Don't go anywhere. Wow. Hello, are you there? Hello, did I lose you? I think I did. Well, thank you for holding up. Hello, can you hear me? I don't think he's there. But it looks like he is. Well, oh, good. I think I missed him. Sincerely, I do apologize. I thought you could hear me, and then I only realized that I lost you because I disconnected. Sincere apologies. Please do me the favor of calling back. And you waited. You're your father's son. Thank you. Please call me back. Good afternoon to you and welcome. 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Compliments of the season to you. Merry Christmas. And I really hope that the stew is red, the rice white, except it's jollof rice. And I hope you have like a good meal. I hope the chicken is big. I hope you drink good wine. I really want you to be merry. And bless your hearts. And, you know, remember your friends and your neighbors somehow. All right. So if you have just tuned in, we're talking about the Nigerian experience that is pretty much playing out under this whole COVID cover. Some Nigerians are reporting that they're being exploited by some immigration personnel, particularly those overseas. We want to know or hear from Nigerians who have just come back into the country what their experiences are like. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. The Sunny Side. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon to you, welcome. What's your name?
Good afternoon, Joyce.
I'm with you. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Desmond.
Welcome, Desmond. Good to have you here.
Yeah. Joyce, there is no two way about this thing. We understand ourselves more than we do to other continent or other countries. Like, what is really going on is that we, Nigeria, we wicked ourselves. So we don't have a good heart towards ourselves. So how can we go have a good heart for somebody else? This morning I've been in the hold up, caused by road repairer. They have been seeing that port of coal. Go Oshodi, everywhere, in Ikeja, everywhere blocked because of Porto in Ogudu. They closed three roads, leave only one. This morning, people are suffering. A road repairer will be laughing at somebody that his car break down.
Oh.
They are not doing anything. They're standing there. They know that Christmas is coming. Look at Ogoe Estate. They grabbed it. They leave it. People suffer. How can you think another person will have mercy upon you where you are not qualified? If you go do the investigation of that thing you just played now, you will find that Nigeria people behind it. Go and do the investigation. Nigeria people behind
Nigerians in Ghana.
We are wicked ourselves. So there is no two way about this.
All right.
We are wicked in ourselves. We don't have government. We the human being that we say we don't have government. Instead to appreciate ourselves, we are fighting ourselves.
Wow.
Well, thank you very much for calling in.
I do appreciate compliments of the season to you, the Sunny Side. Hello, good afternoon. What's your name?
Hey, Joyce, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Happy to have you here. What's your name?
This is calling from Odogwu.
Thank you very much.
You see, although there's something I like to understand. Are they coming from Ghana or they are going to Ghana?
What? No, they're in Ghana. They have left Nigeria, done their COVID test, arrived Ghana, and then, of course, upon entry into a new country, you're supposed to run another test. Now, their test in Ghana is telling them that they're negative.
Okay, then Nigeria must using them to make money.
Oh, you don't think it's Ghana?
Yeah, it's not Ghana government. It's Nigerian government.
How is that? So, the Nigerian test said negative.
In this country, we are terrible people. Oh. It's because you are sitting in air-conditioned house and every month you collect your salary.
Don't be ridiculous.
So you don't know what is happening outside. What Nigeria is, we are desperate. We are more than heartless. So you see that when we extort them as they are coming in, then we become rich.
No, hold on. It's the Ghanaian government the Ghanaian immigration officers that...
Go there. It's Nigeria that is under it.
All right. Okay, if you say so.
Yes. Go and find out.
Wow. So I think some of you are just ready to shoot at Nigeria's credibility. You think all Nigerians are evil, vile, people, exploitative. And even in Ghana, someone is still blaming Nigerians who are within the immigration service exploiting other Nigerians. Isn't that wild? Hi, the Sunny Side.
Hi.
Good afternoon, Nigeria Info. The volume of your radio is at.
Good afternoon.
You must turn off your radio,
compliments
lady.
Compliments of the season.
Hello, lady. Afternoon and compliments to you. Good to hear from you. What's your name?
My take is that we should never forget history. We shouldn't forget
to play this audio again.
Ghana must go. What Nigeria did to them, and I don't think they will ever forget.
Oh, come on, really?
That's all the more reason we should be careful in whatever we do.
All right. I don't know if I can justify, if I can say something to that defense. Someone thinks Ghana is paying us back. Really? Oh, Nigeria Info. Look, if you're back into the country, we want to hear your COVID experience with immigration. If you make it back, we'll be here. The Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. What's your name? Hi. Welcome to The Sunny Side. What's your name?
Good afternoon. My name is Friday.
Welcome, Friday.
Yeah, Joyce. Truly, I'm also Ghanaian.
Oh,
in Nigeria.
Ghanaian in Nigeria. Yes. Thank you for calling the show. Go ahead.
When Nigerians are crying in Ghana, I almost shed tears here.
Oh.
And what came to my mind is that our leaders are not doing us well. What am I trying to say?
What are you saying?
The Ghana president may think that what he's doing is right, but if anything happens, we, the Ghanaians, are in Nigeria to be affected. And Nigeria government said they think maybe they are doing well. If anything happens, anything go wrong, Nigerians are in Ghana, the things will go bad.
Yeah.
What are they doing this? Why is it that they say they are ECOWAS or whatever, that they cannot be create a peace? If you say somebody should not enter your country, or somebody enter your country illegally, you don't have to treat him like animal. See how the way they're talking, like pregnant woman is there over 2 days. She have never eaten. It's so bad.
No bathroom,
so bad.
No water.
And then we're crying for the peace. Where the peace will come from? Why are we doing this? I'm so sad when I hear this.
Oh, okay.
I'm so sad when I hear this. African leaders should get up and do something about it so that we will be free.
All right. Hopefully.
God bless you, Joe. You are
thank
doing
you
a great
very
job.
Much.
I've been listening for you over 1 year now.
Oh, well, thank
you so much.
You.
God bless you, man.
Thank you very much. God bless you. Someone is asking, what's the topic? Welcome if you have just tuned in. We're Nigeria Info. So the conversation is of the framework of what we have out of Ghana. Well, unfortunately. Some Nigerians who have left Nigeria, had their COVID tests done in Nigeria, arrived Ghana, and they're reporting that they're being exploited. I did share an audio where some Nigerians recorded some personnel within that country who's either demanding money or have them in apartments that have no water and nothing to really help with their comfort. So apparently they have paid some money to be in that confinement. But if you want a room with water where you can have a wash, then you have to pay at least $500 to $700. Wild. I'm trying to manage my voice, but gosh. Hi, Nigeria Info. Hello, I can hear you.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome, good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Joseph. I'm calling.
Great, Joseph, go ahead.
Okay, George. One thing you want to preach is that I think that don't value the citizens.
Can you hear me? You have to speak up if you can hear me. Okay, go ahead. Just speak up for us.
In this country, they don't value us. Can you imagine once upon a time a leader in this country called Nigerian youth that they are losing? One thing they don't know is that the world is a global village.
But what has that got to do with what Ghana is doing to us? I mean, you have to link it.
Listen, when you're doing all these things, the world has seen you. They don't value us in Nigeria. Is it Ghana?
Okay, hold on a second. What if this is just a few bad people within the system who just want to make extra money? How about that?
Is it only in Ghana? Is it other countries?
Well, even in the UK, for example, I saw a video of Nigerians reporting their situation after paying £2,000, and they were given just bread, for example. So you think it's because the government doesn't respect us? That's why other people don't respect us? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. They know that our government will do nothing.
Don't you think some people are using this pandemic to exploit other people?
No.
You don't think so?
It's something I'm bringing
all right.
You can't do that to an American citizen. I don't know if you understand. They go to anything to protect their citizens. Well, Nigeria can do anything and get away with it. Our government, they don't care. They don't give a damn about you. If it is something that is affiliated to them, that is only when Nigerian government will respond or anything to their family. This country is living in the jungle. In the jungle.
Okay.
They are traveling outside the children of this country.
All right.
I don't want to be disgraced. Oh, I don't want to be the woman outside.
Suspicious. It's not. All right. Thank you very much. Someone on Instagram Live is saying that my cough is suspicious. Someone else is saying I should not be working under these conditions. I'm not even sure what my Instagram chat or friends are saying, but it does quite appear. Yeah, because they can see my face. They think I don't look too well. But I'm good. The volume of your radio said, hi, welcome to Nigeria Info. I want to find out what you think about the development that some people could be exploiting Nigerians with this whole COVID story. Oh, come on now. The volume of your radio said.
Hello?
You must turn off your radio.
I've done that.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. This side of heaven.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah. For me, I think...
What's your name?
The issue there has to do with the situation we find ourselves in this country, Nigeria. The economic situation is so bad that everybody wants to go out of Nigeria just to escape the hardship that we are suffering in here. And that is what is causing all that. If we are in Ghana, with maybe in a lesser number, I think what is happening there will not be happening to us. So the government should try and make things easy for us here in this country so that those of us who are not going out at least should enjoy an appreciable level of peace in the country or the otherwise.
Okay.
So that with the level at which we travel will reduce. Because it's hardship that is driving Nigerians
out of the country.
From Nigeria out of the country. Maybe looking for greener pastures or whatever.
All right, thank you very much.
That is what I am thinking.
I do appreciate you calling in. Thank you very much. The sunny side, how are you?
Hello. Hello.
The volume of your radio set. Turn it off.
Auntie Joyce, good afternoon.
Welcome. Good afternoon to you.
God bless you. Please permit me. I want to sing this song. It's fun.
No, don't sing, please. No, wait. Let's
cover up everything.
No.
What I want to say is in that song. Do you permit me to sing it?
No, no, not really. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, what I want to say is that ẹni tó bá fẹ́ ni wá lára bàbá, bàbá ni wọ́n lára o. Ẹni tó ni wá lára bàbá, bàbá ni wọ́n lára o. You know what I'm saying? Why I sing that song? I don't have a gun. That is my own gun.
Okay.
You know, what is happening in this country makes people to bleed. I've spoken like that before. I remember that time I was a very young woman. I went to CBS Trade Center to look for a job. I saw one American woman. A man dumped her there. A man brought her from overseas and dumped her. And she became insane. And do you know what American people did? They came all the way from America to pick up that woman to their country. Just one soul. So, Auntie Joyce, in fact, God is going to judge. God will judge. These Nigerians in Ghana suffering is because of our country. We don't value our citizens. If you're a leader, you should value your citizens. Number one, that is number one prerequisite. Value your citizens first before yourself. That's what it will make a country to grow and become good.
Okay.
That is my contribution.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate. We're live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemoa, on Instagram. And it does quite appear we have another caller from overseas. Hi, good afternoon to you.
Hi, good day.
Welcome.
How are you doing today?
I'm well. Thank you. Yeah. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Cheryl. Welcome. So, a quick one.
Yeah.
My own bit of contribution is this. I think it's an issue of our value system here in the country. Nigeria, our value system is flawed. Value system from we, the citizen, and up to, because I tell people that our leaders are product of the society.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So, I mean, when you have better citizens, you have better leaders. There's no two way about it. Now, and also, we need to understand that the world is a global village. It's a very small village. And they are seeing the way we have a very upside-down value system. For instance, let's not even bring in the thing of color. I'm sure a country like Rwanda or any or some other African country,
yeah,
will actually get more respect. Because an average Nigerian lacks integrity, even amongst ourselves. You understand?
That's a bold statement, huh?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, integrity is really lacking. Even in businesses, in religion, even in the corporate setting, what we expect people to even do.
Okay. I think I'm losing you.
Integrity.
Okay. Yeah.
Hello?
I'm with you.
Yeah, we have. So there's an integrity problem. So that problem is, and people are watching. Now, yes, I can also take out the fact that, yes, diplomacy and international policy, international relationship, the ECOWAS, etc., you know, there are certain rules and regulations. Regardless of how small Ghana is, you know, Ghana is also a state. You know, Nigeria is a bigger brother anyways.
Mm.
But at least also, I mean, we can't go because of all this diplomacy, what have you, right? But
don't you think that it's a case of, don't you also think that this is a matter of a few people within that system that's really just trying to exploit the situation?
Absolutely, I agree. Absolutely. See, in this issue, right, there's no really clear-cut answer to what could have gone wrong. And also, it's also a reflection that also the Ghanaian government also, there are some issues. Because now, and also, be mindful of the fact that certain videos, you know, you need to get the perception of the Ghanaian authority.
Yeah, so basically, if you hear the video, you can actually extract both angles to it. Because the guy who's being recorded is also being videoed. The Nigerians who find themselves in an unsanitary environment, that speaks for itself. So I don't think that there's any, I don't think that we need to necessarily dig up the soul of the average Ghanaian who is having Nigerians go quarantine after telling them that they're, positive. So the issue here is that there's a politics at play here. I'm going to have to let you go because I want to share another development that just happened.
Okay, please do.
I'm going to do that. All right, thank you very much. So this morning, a lady posted her COVID test result. She said when she didn't name the country, she just said she flew a particular airline and she was told to go, you know, do her test on arrival. And her test came to her positive. And she said she didn't want to quarantine for 14 days in that particular place. She said she was either going to go back to Nigeria or go back to Nigeria. She said, in her words, and I quote, that she asked for the manager. When she saw the manager, she said to him, "When I pay you for a test, I want to get my result. If you don't give me my result, I'm going to sue you until there are no suits left to file." She said the manager walks away, comes back with a negative result. After she had been given a COVID positive test, she then speaks to a manager and says, "If you don't give me my result, I'm going to sue you." He walks away, comes back with a negative. I don't know what you can say of that. I think it's a little difficult. If you're back into the country, I think I want to hear your story. I sincerely do apologize. Some of you, when I connect with you, I then tend to lose you somehow. Hopefully, it's a story you can tell us about your experience with getting tested and maybe, if possible, exploited. Hi.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Emmanuel.
Welcome, Emmanuel. Go ahead.
I'm calling from...
A fellow African country, yes. You're calling from where, please?
Yeah, I'm calling from Sango.
Go ahead.
Please, I want to come to the man that come that saying that he wants to help the needy. Not today,
please. No, not today. I haven't decided I want to hear the... No, please, not today. I'm going to let you know what day it is.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Hi, good afternoon to you. How are you? Can you hear us? Good afternoon to you. Welcome. How are you?
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Yeah, welcome. Good afternoon. Go ahead.
My name is Michael.
Welcome, Michael.
Just came back from Kenya.
Okay, welcome back.
Last 2 weeks.
Okay, great.
So what really happened when we did our COVID test here in Nigeria, I and my wife, we go to Kenya. We didn't do any other test to enter.
Oh,
we didn't
nice.
Test us to come in. They just saw our results. They checked it and they saw that it's negative. They allowed us in.
Oh, that's
good. But when we are leaving, we did a COVID test over there in Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
But when we got to Nigeria, you will see the irony there. We are talking about Ghanaians. But in Nigeria, when I came back with Kenya test showing that it's negative, at the airport here, they said we are going to do another test again just to enter my own country. They allowed Nigerian COVID test in Kenya. They allow us to enter freely. But when we came back to Nigeria here, they are telling us to do another test before coming into my own country.
How many hours before you arrived in Nigeria did you do the test? Upon arrival, how many hours?
It's not up to 24 hours.
Oh, it's still valid then, because I read the COVID rules by the Nigerian government to say at least 48 hours.
So it's not up to 24 hours.
So it's still valid. So
you can see the irony there. So we're talking about the Ghanaians now.
Yeah.
You want me to blame the Ghanaians? I will not blame them.
Yeah.
Nigeria to go into Kenya, we need to take visa. But for Togo, somebody from Togo or Benin to go to Kenya, it's visa on arrival. So you can see the situation of the country. It is from the up.
All right. Okay. It's
from the up. So if Nigeria is a country that respects their citizens, we'll be respected in Ghana. Ghana will not treat us anyhow. So I believe there are a few people in Ghana, I'm not sure the government of Ghana knows this.
Yeah.
There might be a few elements that are evil that are doing this thing.
All right.
So that's my own contribution.
I really do appreciate your contribution.
In Kenya, they allowed Nigerian COVID tests. They didn't do us in this. But when we came back,
Nigerians didn't allow it.
Wow. So you can see how it is.
Yeah, I do. Thank you very much for calling in. I do appreciate you calling in. Thank you.
Yeah.
We're off on a break. We'll be right back. The Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. Don't go anywhere. All right, so I want to pass this quick information to you. We have about a few seconds before top of the hour. You can download the Nigerian guidelines as far as COVID protocol goes. I want to read the first step, and there's a PDF version on the internet. You can just Google COVID guidelines for Nigeria. You can find the PDF. The first sentence reads, travelers must perform a COVID PCR test not more than 2 days before boarding or departure. PCR tests done more than 48 hours before departure are not valid, and persons will not be allowed to board. So basically, your tests are valid within 48 hours. So if you take a test and someone is trying to get you to redo the test, well, there's the rule says that it's valid for 48 hours. If you're sure you're not violating the 48-hour rule, then under no conditions should you be retesting after 24 hours. We're off on a break to bring you the headlines. We'll be right back. My name's Joyce. Nice 9.3 Nigeria Info, and welcome if you have just tuned in. Okay, so we were speaking on your experiences with COVID tests, and I did share with you a story of a Nigerian lady who I believe, at least according to the airport where she took the test, it's the Bole International Airport, which is in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. So she said she got there, did her test, and she was slammed with a COVID positive result. She called the manager and threatened to sue them. They left and returned with a COVID negative result. All right. And I hope you didn't miss the part where, according to the rules, your COVID tests are valid within 48 hours. After 48 hours, well, of course, you have to go do another one. I don't know if you know that, but at least now you know. So, well, thanks to the last caller who called in. Unfortunately, within a few hours, he was told upon arrival in Nigeria that he had to go undergo another test. I will speak to one more person or two more people, and then we segue to something else. Hi, good afternoon to you.
Hello.
Hi, lady. Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Good afternoon, Joyce. My name is Adeline.
Good to have you here, lady. Thank you very much for calling.
Yes. So I want to also share my COVID test experience.
Please.
I want to corroborate what the last caller said, because I came back from Kenya 2 weeks ago, so I believe we must have been on the same flight.
Oh, okay.
And we did our COVID test in Kenya. Like he said, the COVID test we did in Nigeria, we had no problems with it at all in Addis Ababa, because that flight was routed through Ethiopia, it was an Ethiopian airline. Addis Ababa, we had no problem. Kenya, we had no problem. And we got into Kenya. But on our arrival in Nigeria, we saw hell. The COVID test, I don't even know. It looks as if the Nigerian authorities are doing something else with this COVID test. I will tell you that we were in that plane, as big as it was, we were the last people because many others settled, you know, just to allow them to go.
Yeah.
But we decided that we're not going to give anybody any dime. We did our COVID test. It was even less than 48 hours. So it's valid. So we didn't understand what it was. They delayed us at the airport.
Wow.
And at the end of the day, we were the last. I tell you, we were the last in that whole plane. Three of us, myself, my sister, and her husband. They took our time filling all kind of, I don't know, the thing they were filling in the computer. Mm-hmm. You know, as far as I'm concerned, it was much ado about nothing. Because there was no reason to delay us. We took the COVID test. We're even fully vaccinated.
Oh.
Yes.
So they were just deliberately delaying you.
Yes.
So how did that go down?
I make it like miserable. So a lot of people just, you know, money changed hands and they were just passing. Only for us to realize that we're the last.
So did you have to settle them or did you have to do another test? So what did you do?
Pardon?
So how did you resolve the issue?
I don't know. They filled their document. At the end of the day, I think one of the supervisors or somebody, my sister had to go meet one of the supervisors and talk to him, showed him all our documents. We had no problem. We are COVID negative. Why are we being delayed? You know?
Wow.
Well, I don't know. It's unfortunate. Because we are coming into our own country.
You would think it would be easier since you're in your country. Well, thank you very much for sharing your sad story with us. I do appreciate it. Thank you. And compliments of the season to you. Nigeria Info. Wow. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Welcome. Good afternoon, Nigeria Info.
Yeah, is that Joyce?
My name is Joyce. Good to have you here. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Osita.
Welcome, Osita.
My own experience with Nigeria and COVID
testing
is even worse than all the ones I've had.
Please tell us, please.
I went to America.
Mm-hmm.
On my way back from America, I did a COVID test 24 hours before departure. Then I got to Seattle. I was supposed to connect a flight from Seattle to Qatar. But when I got to Seattle, they said that I'm supposed to fill an online on arrival COVID test. I have a COVID test in America that is within 24 hours. But they said the Nigerian government gave instruction that before you leave anywhere on your way to Nigeria, you're supposed to pay COVID test money that you do on arrival.
Uh-oh.
You know, do you know they didn't allow me to board because I did not pay $50,400 online COVID test I would do in Nigeria on arrival, despite the fact that I have a COVID test from America.
That says negative.
That is negative and that is within 24 hours. I was begging them, when I get to Nigeria, let me pay. They say no. That instruction is that I should have paid it before approaching the airline. They did not allow me to board, and I missed the flight.
No way!
You can't believe that's Qatar Airlines. They opened a book and showed me that Nigerian government said I must pay before heading to Nigeria, despite the current one I have.
This is insane!
So, I had to go to a hotel to sleep that night, and when I now called Qatar Airlines, They said they considered my case a no-show, that I have to pay another flight ticket after I must have done the online COVID test on heading to Nigeria.
So you paid for another ticket and then you paid $50,400.
I paid for another ticket. I had to call my airline, my airline agency. They paid for another ticket. And you know, one way is as expensive as both ways.
Exactly.
So I had to pay. You know, because of that Nigerian instruction that you must pay online COVID test before you approach Nigeria, irrespective of
whether
your negative test less than 24 hours wherever you are at the moment.
Yes. I don't know what kind of instruction is that. What kind of policy is that? Somebody is coming from a country, reliable country like America, with negative COVID tests. What are you testing again when you arrive to Nigeria?
Please, when was this? Like, how long ago?
I came back and that was July. July.
Okay. So maybe the rules have changed, hopefully.
Maybe. I don't know whether they have changed.
Hopefully.
It was a crazy rule.
Maybe the rules have changed. And I'm sorry about your experience. And thank you very much for sharing it. Wow.
Okay. Thank you.
Compliments of the season to you. Merry Christmas to everybody listening. Compliments of the season. If you're not necessarily celebrating Christmas, I wish you a beautiful holiday. But it looks as though your experience with this whole COVID testing thing is something quite remarkable. How are you?
Good afternoon.
Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hi.
Yeah, welcome. Good afternoon. What's your name?
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
Yeah, I took time to listen to all the speakers. People have been calling. All my own submission is that this COVID-19 test and all what have you is all about money and scam. Because I don't see any reason why somebody will do a 24 hours before departure COVID PCR test.
Mm.
And somebody in right senses will tell you that you have to pay. That means Nigeria is more interested in that money and not even the test. That is what it means. And let's assume that the young man that just spoke right now does not have extra money to buy tickets. He will not be a refugee in another man's land. What kind of country are we running? Somebody is just interested in that money. They are not interested in the welfare of Nigerians. And the government will come out and tell you that these tests are done freely, that nobody should collect money. Meanwhile, you can never get it free. I've been trying to travel since this December, but when this Omicron came up, I decided to say, okay, let me just wait. I don't know what is happening. I don't want to get around man's country and I'll get stranded there. I discovered that before you even travel, if you don't have your PCR test, you'll be subjected to do it there at the airport at a very high cost. And that is not even that alone. People are now afraid of the so-called vaccine they're giving to people. That is it real that they're taking this vaccine, and somebody that's taking vaccine with his vaccination card, you will still subject that person to PCR test. So essence of this PCR test, COVID-19 test,
very good question.
That is just a scam.
Well, okay. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
So now, another issue, I didn't want to touch it because I thought, well, we could do with that another time. But now that he's raised it, the concern where it does quite appear that even people who have been vaccinated, are also compelled to have a test done to show. Well, if you've been following the narrative as far as this vaccine goes, you're told that even after getting vaccinated, your vaccination status does not prevent you from contracting the virus. So maybe then that is a kind of explanation as to why anyone who has already been vaccinated would also undergo tests. And when you think about it, you want to ask the question, so if I took the vaccine, if I got myself vaccinated, then why am I still undergoing tests? Well, I think all of this is for you to add and subtract. Nigeria Info, we're talking about it. Even though I don't feel up to it, but let's talk about it. The Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. How are you? The Sunny Side, how are you? The volume of your radio set.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Okay, my name is Chinyere.
Welcome, Chinyere.
You see, this COVID test, I was I was coming back a week ago.
Yeah.
Approximately.
Okay.
And before I left, I did a COVID test. I'm fully vaccinated. I have my full COVID card. I got to where I was going. I was allowed to enter because my COVID test was less than 48 hours. I got to the country, I was allowed to go in. A day before I left that country, I did another COVID test.
Okay.
To get out of the country. On getting to Nigeria, I was told that I cannot come into this country, Nigeria.
that is my own. One, I have my vaccination card fully vaccinated. Two, I have a COVID test less than 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So why can't I enter? I was told that I have to pay $50,400 at the airport. Another COVID test. Nigerian. And I said, why? They said, well, after paying $50,400, they will fill the form for you online and all that, and you choose a hospital closer to your house.
Yeah, where you go for a test. To,
and then you will enter.
Wow.
And then you will enter the country, and I know, I'm saying emphatically, I know people who have come into this country and never went to those hospitals to do any COVID test again. Because at the moment you pay at the airport...
Yeah, that's no... I mean, very true.
At the moment you pay at the airport, that's all. Nobody's tracing you. Nobody even wants to know whether you went to do the test or not. But now, I'm fully vaccinated. And I have a COVID test paper that is less than 48 hours. Why am I being subject? And I asked them. I said, I left this country just a week ago with fully vaccinated, and I have done so. I'm not going to do 3 COVID tests in 1 week. I was told that that's what the government said. I'm not the one. You know, I'm just working. That's the instruction that we have. And I told them that I wasn't going to pay anything. I saw a man, the man next to me, the man said he was coming back from another country. I can't remember the country, but we were in the same flight. And he said, look, I don't have any money here. I was told that I should use my card to pay, that people don't collect cash.
Yeah.
I don't have credit card. I don't have anything. I told him that he has to pay. This man was delayed with my 4-3 hours. He had to call his wife. Until he couldn't get his wife. He now got somebody else that was able to pay that money online and transferred the money online before he was allowed. While we were there,
wow.
I don't know if the other two people that called, I said they entered the Ethiopian airline, maybe they were in the same aircraft with myself. While we were there, all the people that came, that they were stopped, that they all passed. They left.
So once you pay your $50,400, you get a pass.
Exactly.
That's it.
And then some didn't pay. More than half of the people who have been in and out of the country and probably knows the parole, they didn't pay. They were just settling and passing. It's garbage, absolute garbage what is happening at Murtagha Mohammed International Airport. Absolute garbage and humiliation. I was humiliated. I went for an AU program.
Yeah.
And I told them I want us to film the thing, and I told them I was going to report it
live. Oh, you should have.
That this is nonsense.
Oh, you should have.
I mean, it's this country, what they're doing. I said, and I asked the guy, you say you're a health officer. So what's the essence of my vaccination card? I took it out of this country, I brought it into this country. Then I shouldn't have been vaccinated at all. I shouldn't have been vaccinated at all. I shouldn't have bothered to be vaccinated.
Well,
I mean, this is
something.
It's terrible. It's terrible what they are doing. What Nigeria, everything, money, settlement, garbage, all that is unfortunate. And that's why we are being insulted. If you see, look, Joyce, in the last one year or 1.5 years, or if you have gone out of this country, the kind of insult that we receive going to other countries, we are regarded as trash. Nigerians have no value. In fact, they don't put you together where they put other country people.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Look, if you're wondering, you know where you're at. 99.3 Nigeria Info. And I think you must hear these stories to necessarily comprehend the reality. And I think every question that you have to ask is valid as far as the pandemic goes and the monies that's been made. Like people from the pharmaceutical companies producing the vaccines to everybody else down that food chain. It looks as though some people are making money. Well, you don't believe me? Well, you shouldn't. Just hear the stories. Nigeria Info, welcome. Let's talk. Hi.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Mike.
Welcome, Mike. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm very happy to talk to you now.
Glad you got through. Go ahead.
Guys, can I talk about that people that were being treated somehow in Ghana.
Well, yeah. Okay, real quick. Yeah, sure.
The thing I want to say about this thing is that, see, the way people are looking at us overseas is not good.
I mean, the last caller was so irritated. She was so pissed.
It's not good. See, concerning this vaccine matter, see, our people here, we don't cooperate with government to take this vaccine for other countries to see that we are serious.
Yeah, so, but the lady who just called before you said she took the vaccine and then was compelled to pay money upon entry. You're not listening to the stories?
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what the corruption have already entered most area,
so,
you know.
Why are you blaming people now? You shouldn't be blaming people. That's not a people problem. That's a system issue.
And that's what I mean now, you know. That's what I mean. If suppose we are doing things, you know, normally without, you know, adding corruption. See,
well,
this would not have been like this.
Yeah, you know what? We need to hear more stories. And thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
I appreciate Nigeria Info. Wow. Hi, how are you?
Mr. Joy, it's Comrade to calling back.
Okay.
Mr. Joy, have you seen what I'm telling you about my government and their bad policies?
You know what? If you don't mind, I think we need to hear more stories and see the different angles to this. I think we might unravel something. Please, just a minute. Yeah, thank you. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Hi, how are you?
Hi.
The volume of your radio, pretty. Please, if you'll turn that off. Thank you. Turn it off totally.
Good afternoon, Rada.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah, so I'm calling irrespective of the other man that called that said he was coming from Seattle and then he had to, like, book another flight. And all of that, and then you said he did that in July. I'm here to tell you that it happened to me like today. Yeah, I had the same incident today.
What happened to you?
From the airport. So okay. When I got to like Dubai airport, I was told that I can't leave until I have to fill this Nigerian form online, and then I was asked to like pay 100,800 because I'm unvaccinated. So if you are vaccinated, they'll ask you to pay 50,400. If you're unvaccinated, they'll ask you to pay $100,800. That was how much I paid before
what?
I left my flight today.
What?
That was what I paid. Like, so many people were stranded at the airport because they did not have that money to pay. So many people could not travel.
Wait, are you back into the country from Dubai?
I'm just coming from the airport. I came through Kenya. So on getting to Kenya, they still ask for the form. Like, you can't go anywhere. They'll ask you that if you do not have that form, if it's not paid, they won't let you move. They won't let you go anywhere. And we had a COVID already that morning in Dubai before leaving. So it's not even up to 24 hours. Me getting my COVID from there. And then I
coming in here?
Yes.
So your negative test doesn't necessarily matter. The money is the issue.
I tried to even explain. They were like, that's not their business. They don't want to see that one. That's what the man told me at the airport.
Well.
He was like, he doesn't want to see that one. He wants to see the money that they asked us to pay online. And that is 100,800. And they're like, when we get here, we'll have to take two tests. Because I'm unvaccinated, I have to, like, take two tests. I don't understand. I got a negative this morning, and then you're asking me to, like, take pay for two tests. Why am I taking two tests under a week? Am I supposed to, like, get a different result or something? So many people could not afford that money. Like, it was really crazy at the airport. So many people kept complaining. So now they're doing it that, they know that if you come into the country and then they ask you to pay at the airport, there will be issues because nobody will want to pay. So they're making it mandatory for you to pay. From the country you're coming from.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
If you can't pay there, you won't be able to.
You can't board the flight. Okay.
You can't at all.
Look, honey, thank you very, very much for this update. We do appreciate. Thank you. Oh, wow. Well, you're listening to Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. I have a message here from Patrick. He says, I'm Patrick Odigie from France. Just listened to the man who came from the U.S. concerning the COVID test upon coming back to Nigeria. And you said maybe the rules have changed. Joyce, the rules have... I don't have the concluding part of your message. Are you saying that the rules have changed or the rules haven't changed? Someone on WhatsApp is saying, Joyce, no, it hasn't changed. And like someone said, it's getting worse. Well, the lady who just called in, who came in from Dubai this morning, is saying that we even thought it was 50,400. She says, no, it's actually 100 plus. Nigeria Info, my name's Joyce. Well, here is a reality, one you're not ready for. How are you? Sorry, I lost you. If you make it back. If you have just tuned in, so we're considering the development. It started off with the way Nigerians are treated upon arrival. But you can see that Nigerians treated upon arrival has a broader scale of conversational engagement because I shared with you Nigerians who arrived Ghana. Now, Nigerians who are arriving Nigeria have been on the telephone telling us their experiences. You need to hear it to believe it. Welcome, The Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. Good afternoon. Make it back, please. The Sunny Side, how are you? The volume of your radio said thank you very much. Good afternoon. What's your name, lady?
My name is Anita.
Welcome. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I would like to talk to Joyce concerning the issue of the vaccination.
My name is Joyce. I'm speaking.
Oh, okay. I'm okay, Bill.
Yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, I've just been listening to everyone.
Yeah.
And my husband and I traveled in October, and okay. I think the rules are very clear. There are so many things in Nigeria that rules are not clear. But okay. concerning the vaccination and the whole travel document you need to fill when you're coming into the country, it's very clear. And if people make the effort to actually go online and see what you need before you travel, you wouldn't have these issues. Because when we're going abroad, we find out what they expect of us when we get there.
Yeah.
So what they have started now in Nigeria is when you come back, you need to do a day 2 test and then a day 7 test, which is why they're billing 100,000, 800 as
okay.
opposed to
okay,
50,000.
But so what about the person who has a less than 24-hour test from the country where they're leaving, and the rule says the test has to be 48 hours valid. The test is only valid for 48 hours. So, for example, I shared from the COVID guidelines on the internet, the PDF version of the COVID guidelines for Nigeria. It states that the test is valid for 48 hours. A lady just called into the show before you did, who came into Nigeria from Dubai, and she was told to pay 80,000 plus, but she had already done a Dubai test.
Yeah, but they told her to do she needs to pay for the two tests she's going to do when she comes back. Yeah, because she's unvaccinated. So people who are
Yeah, but she has a less than 24-hour test.
Yeah, but you need to have that test to come in, and then you need to do a test.
You need to, why are you doing another one if the test that you have done is less than 48 hours? You don't think there's something wrong there? Have I lost you? Hello? Well, I think I might have lost you. Thank you very much. So I think you say that there's nothing wrong with, but the rules, so I think maybe it's me not understanding you. The rule says that the test has to be valid for at least 48 hours. So if someone has a test that's still valid and it's only been less than 24 hours, are you saying, so you're practically saying that one rule no longer applies. The Nigerian just has to pay the money. So is this about the money then? Because you have to ask the obvious question, and that's one obvious question. We're off on a break. My name's Joyce. You're on The Sunny Side. This is Nigeria Info. Don't go anywhere.